we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. 165 North Grove Street is where we are at. We would love to have you come and visit with us this weekend. We are two blocks north of 520 and two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. If you know where the Board of Realtors building is, we're pretty close to that. We are back behind Popeyes, Tires Plus, not too far from the Wendy's, not too far from Mile Elementary, and not too far from Pizza Hut there on Courtney Parkway. So if you start circling around all those places, just keep closing the circle. You'll find us there at the intersection of Grove and Tangerine. Also, if you're on Tropical Trail, Baker Brothers is right down there. They have us on that side. So would like to say thank you today to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If they can help you with any block or concrete work, they are experts in their field. They do a great, great job. And every once in a while, I'm driving around town and I see Mr. Anderson as he's driving, and he's still out there working, helping people establish the foundations that they need for the structures that are going up or driveways that are going up, whatever it is. And so if they can be a blessing to you, give them a call, 321-536-5804. That gets you Greg, and tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and they will be a blessing to you. Tomorrow is our men's breakfast. We are going to be having breakfast. We're going to have a work day, a short work day after that, and we're going to try and get rid of some of our stuff. I don't know if you've ever had stuff in your world that you needed to get rid of. We tend to be a little bit of gatherers as we go along in life, and every once in a while it is good to do a little spring cleaning. And so if you need some spring cleaning in your life, maybe there's some things you need to declutter. And if that's the case, it's a great time to do it because it's not 200 degrees outside, and it only promises to get hotter from here. So that's coming up this weekend. I will be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. Encourage you to come and check out our services. We have kids ministry, youth ministry, Bible quiz for kids on Sunday night. For a small church, we have a wide array of ministries, and women's ministry, my wife heads that up. And so we encourage you to come and be a part of whatever it is that you have an interest in. I want to encourage you, go to our Facebook page, go to our website, merrittassembly.com. It will help you stay informed of some of the special events that we have going on in our church. We have a Facebook page, Merritt Assembly of God. They've also got us on Instagram and things like that. We've got some other new and exciting things that are going to be coming that I'm currently working on. And so we'll be letting you know as those debut. So we're excited about what is coming up in the month of April. Easter is on April the 16th. And we've got just some wonderful things that are planned. We'll be letting you know about those as they get closer. So let's get to the Word of God today. We're going to be in Luke chapter 2. We're covering Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And so we are focused on the first part of that verse right now that says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I want the Spirit of God to be upon me. And so we're looking at the analysis of what exactly does that look like. In Luke chapter 2, verses 25 and 26, and the verses following, there is Jesus is being brought to the temple by Mary and Joseph, and Simeon greets them. He was an elderly man, and Simeon, it says, let me read verse 25 and 26. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And you go on and you will find that the Holy Spirit had come upon Simeon for a specific purpose, and that was to bless the Lord and to bless the Lord Jesus Christ. He pronounced a blessing. The Spirit of the Lord God coming up on a person is not to make them a burden to those around them, but to be a blessing to those around them. And you and I, this world is in need of people who will be blessers. Okay? Just as Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve. I am here to tell you that the Holy Spirit comes upon us today, not just to be a blessing, but to make us a blessing. And so I feel very, very strongly about that. You and I, if the Spirit of God is residing upon us, we're going to be a blessing to our family. We're going to be a blessing to our coworkers. We're going to be a blessing to our neighbors. We're going to be a blessing to our church. We're going to be a blessing wherever we go. The Spirit of God is upon you. You won't be able to help yourself. You will be a blessing. So that's very encouraging. In Luke chapter 3, and it says, and the Holy Spirit descended. This is when Jesus was baptized. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, Jesus. And a voice came from heaven, which said, you are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. The Holy Spirit here is poured out to confirm the relationship between the Father and Jesus. Now, I've got news for you. The confirmation there wasn't for Jesus. Jesus would later tell the disciples that whenever a voice from heaven came, he said, this voice didn't come for my benefit. I didn't need the audible voice in order for me to know who God is, my Heavenly Father. I didn't need to hear that. I had already heard it in my spirit. I didn't need to hear it with my ears. The confirmation of relationship were for those who were there. But you and I, when the Holy Spirit comes up on us and the Holy Spirit resides upon us, it does confirm our relationship with the Heavenly Father. That it reminds us and reaffirms to us that we are children of the Most High God. And here's another thing, because that might not sound profound to you, and I'm okay. I'm a pretty simple guy. I do like to share things that God puts in my heart. There was a second reason that the Holy Spirit came upon him at that point in time. It says this: in you I am well pleased. In you I am well pleased. Not only did the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus confirm the relationship, but it revealed the status of that relationship. Communication is a very important aspect. There needs to be communication between husband and wife. There needs to be communication at work. There needs to be communication at church. There needs to be communication between heaven and us. Okay, we need divine communication. And what happened here was the Holy Spirit revealed the status of that relationship. Do you know that pastors are supposed to know the condition of their flocks? And so It does not just mean that they are supposed to know the condition of the flock as a whole, but they're supposed to know the condition of the people in the flock. And so if you're listening to this today, if you are on staff at a church, one of your responsibilities, whether the pastor has told you this or not, is you are supposed to be your pastor's ears, and you are supposed to be helping your pastor to stay informed of anybody in the congregation that is going through crisis. Okay? There needs to be that communication. You need to understand as a child of God that God is pleased with you, that he is not just waiting for you to get out of line so that he can knock you into last week. That's not who God is. He wants you to know those things that please him and those things that displease him. At this point in time, John the Baptist wasn't wanting to baptize Jesus. Jesus said, "Permit this to be so that we can fulfill all righteousness." Jesus' lifestyle, the motive of the way that he lived, was not what was convenient. It wasn't what was comfortable. It was, "I want to fulfill all righteousness." And God said, "I am so pleased with you." So I want to ask you this question today. What's the status of your relationship with God like? If you were to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the same type of relationship that Jesus has, 1 being I heard about him and I went to church once when I was 7. What's the status of your relationship like? Are you fully convinced that God is pleased with you? Or are there some things in your life that say, "I'm fully convinced there are some areas of my life that are not pleasing to God"? I want you to know that God loves us. He loves us. He came and gave his son to pay for the price of our sin. That's, you have to understand. Today, I pray that my voice echoing through these frequencies that are traveling throughout Brevard County will communicate this message. God loves you. God loves you so much that Jesus was willing to come and pay the price for your sin. He loves you. And he's not waiting for you to do something so he can, you know, let you know how ticked off he is. He's wanting to send the Holy Spirit, especially at those times where you are walking in obedience to what God has said. And he says, "I am so proud of you. I am so thrilled with you." You know, I think one of those great things to hear would be, "Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Bob?" You know, and you say, "You're talking about the book of Job. Job went through a whole bunch of stuff." Yes, but all of that stuff started because God let it be known how pleased he was with Job. What if we lived our lives in such a manner that everybody could see that we had the Father's stamp of approval on our life, that we had the Holy Spirit inside of us, confirming our relationship as a child of God and letting us know when God was pleased with us? In Luke chapter 4, verse number 1, it said, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." When the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, he's going to be the one leading, not you. He's going to be the one leading, not your emotions. He's going to be the one leading, not your finances. He's going to be the one leading, not your neighbors, not your peers. He's going to be the one leading, and everything's going to be okay. You know, I tell people, you know, keep looking at Jesus, and when whatever his response is, that's what your response needs to be. And so I encourage you, let God be the one who navigates this life for you. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 13, it says, "Then if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Holy Spirit is a reminder to us that God gives good gifts, that God gives perfect gifts. In fact, that God gives us himself. The Holy Spirit of God is not just a gift from God, it is God the gift. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you love me, you will love the Father. If you don't love me, then you don't love the Father. That's what Jesus said. I would also tell you this, that the third member of the Trinity, the third member of the Godhead, is not to be feared, but to be cherished just as much. We need to realize that he is giving us himself. Jesus said, it is beneficial for me to go back to my Father, because if I do not go back to my Father, then he will not send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a liability for believers. The Holy Spirit is the blessing from heaven. It is the promise of the Father. It is something to remind us that our Heavenly Father gives good and perfect gifts. John chapter 14, verse number 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Okay, are you ready for this? This is going to be a little bit painful. The Holy Spirit is, the Holy Spirit is upon us, he is in a position of teacher, and he is in a position of reminder. And I believe that one of the greatest dangers is when anybody comes to a place with the attitude that I don't need anybody to teach me anything else. I'm older now than I've ever been before in my life, and that groan that you just heard was my kids, who listened to this program, by the way, and they have heard that so much, they's like, "Oh no, he didn't just say that on the radio." Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm older now than I've ever been before in my life, and here's breaking news, so are you. And I'm studying more than I've ever studied, reading more than I've ever read, because and applying myself to become better than I've ever been before. Because I'm not looking to go out as just a remnant of what I used to be. I'm looking to be better than I've ever been before. And that happens when the Holy Spirit is our teacher. You see, I have this different way of preparing for sermons than others may. I pray, hear from God, and then I go to the Word, and I find out what the Word has to say about a situation, and then I go to commentaries and concordances and things like that to add or refine the process, so that I want to make sure that I'm not a heretic. Okay. And so if I hear something that I've never heard before, I've got a couple of friends that I will call, I'll talk to, I'll send a text message to, I'll do something. And I say, "Hey, I just want to run something by you, because I want to make sure that I'm not propagating a false doctrine." Okay. That's the way that I go about that. So it starts with God. And I make sure, because did you know that my heart can lie to me the same way that your heart can lie to you? And so I don't want to be led astray. And so I take great comfort in the fact that there are a multitude of counselors. And so if I'm hearing something I've never heard before, then I want to make sure that that it's from God, the Holy Spirit, not my spirit or the devil's spirit. So I'm constantly looking to be taught, and I'm also appreciative of this fact in John chapter 14, verse number 26, that the Holy Spirit is not just a teacher of new information, but a reminder of God's word. He will remind you of things that Jesus has said. Now, I want you to understand his memory is perfect. Yours probably isn't. Mine isn't. My memory is not perfect, and so I need to be reminded. And so I don't, you know, it's kind of annoying to me when I watch the news and there, especially political news, and a politician says one thing when they're in power and a different thing when they're out of power. And then when confronted with that, they say, I didn't say that. And then they give the visual evidence and they still deny that they said it, you know, even though they've just been reminded. There are a lot of people who operate in the gift of nag, if you will. You know, I'm not thinking... Don't think I'm saying that about anybody in particular. I'm not. I'm just addressing a truth, okay? But they take upon themselves to be a reminder to people over and over and over and over and over again. And there needs to be a permission granted in order for there to be the ministry of reminding. I'll just say it that way. You need, if someone gives you a permission to remind them about something, then do that. I've got a feature on my phone where I can establish my calendar and it'll set off an alarm and it will remind me of appointments. It will remind me of meetings that I have that come up, and you know, my kids are helping me to be reminded with greater efficiency. One of my kids, they have a responsibility at their job. One of their responsibility is to remind their boss of the things that the boss has coming up on their agenda. Okay. And so if you've been given that assignment, then take that, but understand the Holy Spirit will remind us of things from God's word, will remind us of things that have taken place in our past that may be helpful in somebody else's present or in someone else's future. And so, let me put this in this manner. If someone hasn't asked you to remind them about something, then I want to encourage you to walk cautiously and don't try and assign to yourself the Holy Spirit's job. The Holy Spirit is very good at his job. He takes his responsibility very seriously, and he is a very good reminder. I can't tell you the number of times that I have been laying down trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden out of the blue, with my mind not thinking about anything at all of a sudden there's a reminder that'll come to me about something that needs to be done. The Holy Spirit is a great reminder. Now, I want to just point out this little truth, and that is, he can't remind you of something that you have never heard before. So you and I need to be a student of the word. We need to be in the house of God. We need to be exposing ourselves to the word of God on a regular basis. We need to be availing ourselves of the opportunity to be taught the word of God, and then allow the Holy Spirit to take that and remind us of it at exactly the right time. On to the next truth. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and to the end of the earth. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you are going to be empowered, and you are going to be empowered specifically to be commissioned as a witness for Jesus Christ. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a witness to him. You are a witness for him. You are either going to be a witness that is an asset, or you are going to be a witness that is a liability. You're either going to be a good witness, or you are going to provide an inadequate witness. The world has more than enough witnesses that are not living the relationship that they so proudly proclaim. Our lifestyle and our message should be in agreement with one another. Acts chapter 4, verse number 8 says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel,'" Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, the Holy Spirit isn't poured out just so that we can have this manifestation or that experience or this feel-good moment over here. You know, those are all fine, well, and good, but that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be proclaimed. And later on in that chapter, in verse number 31, it says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." Okay. And so the Holy Spirit will come not just so that we proclaim the gospel, not just so that we proclaim the word of God, but that we do it boldly. I was in a meeting with a minister. It was me and 20,000 of my closest friends. And I remember that man sharing the mission that God had called him to do. It was a mission to proclaim the gospel to people who did not want to hear the gospel. And yet this person was saying, "I'm not giving up. Those are people that Jesus died for. And I will boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ." May the Spirit of the Lord God be upon you and me to teach us, to remind us, so that we can be a blessing, so that we can proclaim the gospel, and that we can do it with the boldness that only God can give us. You got a weekend ahead of you. Boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.